Brought to you by the Ave Maria Communications Guild.
This is full-time Catholic radio for Southeast Michigan, 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti, Detroit, or on the internet at WDEO.net.
Welcome to Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio, keeping you connected to your faith and your world. Produced by Ave Maria Radio and broadcast through the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Teresa tackles the issues of faith and culture, the pro-life message, and media awareness. And now, here's Teresa Tamio.
And it's a Wednesday morning, January 14th, 2015. Good to be with you on a Wednesday and every day. You're listening, of course, to Catholic Connection, produced by Ave Maria Radio, also heard across the good state of Michigan. Verica Broadcasting, Holy Family Radio, Annunciation Radio in Northwestern Ohio, Good Shepherd Radio in Jackson and Lansing, and of course, their sister stations in the Thumb area, and all of you listening this morning online. Okay, we have a jam-packed show for you today. Very much looking forward to talking with Basil Bacall in the local hour at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour at about 8:35, 8:40 for the latest of what's going on in the Chaldean community in terms of the persecution, the work to raise awareness. And speaking of which, in the national hour, what an honor it will be to have with us Bishop Francis Calabat from the Chaldean arm of the Catholic Church, of course. And he is a new bishop, young, dynamic, from right here in southeastern Michigan. St. Thomas the Apostle Chaldean Parish has done so much to raise awareness, not only on the situation of the Chaldean community, but the plight of others struggling in the Middle East against the persecution, Christian persecution. There's a big event, prayer event, that's going to go on worldwide that the bishop will be announcing on this very show this morning. And so we look forward to talking with Bishop Francis about that. Joan Lewis is filling us in on the latest of the Holy Father's so far very, very successful trip to Sri Lanka, the Far East. He named a new saint, canonized a new saint this morning. We'll have that in the news, and she'll give us the latest. And also look forward to, of course, talking about the special EWTN coverage, radio and TV, of the Holy Father's visit, not only to Sri Lanka, but also, of course, later this week to the Philippines. That is our program this morning. We'd love to hear from you at 877-573-7825. Okay. Something that I'm going to be talking about in 2 cents, and I sure hope you will weigh in on this. Very interesting, but we can now call ourselves those, of course, we probably could have done this for a while. We are somewhat of a freak show, folks, being believers, whether we are Catholic believers or Protestant believers who support what the Lord says about marriage and human sexuality. All over the internet this morning are stories regarding the wonderful Catholic executive group Legatus. Now, this is a great organization founded, of course, by Tom Monahan with the encouragement from St. John Paul II, who encouraged Tom on a visit to Rome many years ago, that we have to have Catholic ambassadors in the workplace, Catholic executives in the workplace. So Legatus has been growing steadily for many years, and they do a wonderful job of educating. They have local chapters. They have international chapters. They have a huge summit every year down in Florida, which is kind of like the culmination for the organization. Every year they bring together some pretty big headliners to address issues in the culture and, of course, challenges for the Catholic faith, and encouraging business owners to continue, you know, to make a difference, giving them ideas and resources, and just allowing an opportunity for them to come together and fellowship at this beautiful event every year. And normally it's down in Florida, sometimes it's in Arizona, but they try to get it in a place where, you know, we can get away from the winter. So anyway, they bring in some pretty big name speakers. And of course, Al Cresta and Nick Tom are there every year covering it live. I was there yet last year speaking with the Catholic View. Al and I are both members. We're both legates. It's a great organization. Okay. So sadly, you may have recalled last year when Bob Newhart pulled out. Bob Newhart was one of the headliners, and the actor and comedian, also Catholic, claimed that he was unaware of, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't have his statement that he put out last year, but he basically said that he couldn't speak because of the group's attitude toward homosexuals and homosexuality. Really? Really? And what attitude might that be, Mr. Newhart? The fact that the church teaches that marriage is between a man and a woman, and the fact that the church has taught and continues to teach that any sexual relationships outside of marriage is sinful. and that we're all called to be chaste. This is nothing new. This isn't a newsflash. If you're Catholic, you should have a basic understanding of this. All of a sudden, this was news to Newhart. Okay, that was last year. Very disappointing. But the conference went on, and it was a great, great summit. So now, and this is really disappointing, two of the headliners pull out, claiming the same reasons. Here's one headline that's on the internet this morning. CSI star Gary Sinise pulls out of summit for, quote-unquote, anti-gay group. So now, because we're Catholic, we're anti-gay. We have three heads. We're freaks. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the culture in the 21st century. So anyway, I'm very, very upset about this. Very disappointed in both Sinise and Brett Baer. Now, in terms of Brett Baer, I will say, being someone who spent years and years in the media and someone who had big, big contracts with big TV stations, you have conduct clauses, and you are pretty much at their beck and call. And if they say you can't do something, they have the final say. All right? Now, I don't know his individual contract. Everybody has different things. But for the most part, when you are on air, an anchor, a reporter, when you're in a major public position like that, you do have clauses in your contract that in the end give your managers the control of what you do in terms of public presentations and public speeches and whatnot. So I'm very, very disappointed, though. I thought that Fox News would have a little bit more gumption, understanding, especially with personalities like O'Reilly, who are quote-unquote Catholic, and Brett Baer are Catholic, and others. This is not news. And you know why they're opposed? Because there's going to be apparently some teaching on Courage Ministry at this summit. And Courage is an incredible organization that helps people trying to live a chaste life, people who understand that they have a same-sex attraction but want to be good Catholics nonetheless. And they struggle to be chaste like all of us. And Courage is there to help them. It's just, I don't know. I called my station manager, Mike Jones, this morning. This is the labeling. This box they are putting us in. If you do not endorse, promote, celebrate, encourage any type of relation now, transgendered, bisexual, homosexual, you know, multi-partners, polygamy, you're a freak. Again, welcome to the culture in the 21st century. I'm going to share with you some of the stories and the way they write this copy. It's utterly ridiculous because they make it sound like the goddess is making up this rule and that the Catholic Church does not teach that marriage is between a man or a woman. It's utterly, utterly amazing. And I'm also going to encourage my fellow legates to speak the truth in love. This is a teachable moment. No doubt this is going to come up in terms of conversation. It's just getting some legs. It started to get posted, these different stories, late yesterday, and it's starting to now catch on the internet. But this is an opportunity. We should use these opportunities to put 1 Peter 3:15 into action. Always be ready to give a defense for the hope that is within you. So we'll talk about that. I'm just a little hot under collar this morning. And what just pains me so much is that I know so many people in Legatus, and these people, they are just so sacrificial and they are so dedicated. For example, in our chapter, in the Northeast chapter, for example, we have at least three families that have put so much on the line to fight the HHS mandate and to stand up for religious freedom. Now, thanks be to God, several of them have won cases, but it's been a long haul for these people. And these are people who have worked so hard to build these legitimate and very successful companies. They take such good care of their employees. They have mass at their offices. They help people. They're philanthropists. And they get labeled like this. Well, I know we're supposed to be praying for those who persecute us. So we will pray, but we're also taught to speak the truth in love. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on this whole thing. Wait till you hear how they're writing some of these stories. Mamma mia. 877-573-7825. Anyway, that's our program for today. I look forward to chatting with you and allowing you to also vent lovingly with me this morning. For crying out loud. Andrew says that has to be the title of my new book, For Crying Out Loud. Anyway, moving right along, the weather. Let's take a look at the forecast. For southeastern Michigan, that would be the Detroit area, Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, and Washtenaw counties. Some flurries, possibly this morning, a high of only 17 today. Starting to warm up tomorrow, yay, partly cloudy, a high of 25. Friday, sunny and clouds, sunshine, some clouds there too, high of 26. Moving into the weekend, looks like it's going to be getting warmer. Get this, Saturday, I'm not kidding you, a high of 38 degrees. Please, God, let it continue through next week in Washington, D.C. For all the people traveling, flying, driving, and braving the cold. If we go to the western part of the state, if you're listening on Holy Family Radio in Grand Rapids, cloudy skies this morning, a high of 26 degrees. Tomorrow, 30. Friday, 28. Pretty much the same thing all across the good state of Michigan, whether you're up north or on the western portion of the state or down in northwestern Ohio. We are going to have temps still chilly today and then warming up through the weekend. Since it's already 8:10, let's get to the news right now, and then we'll break and we'll talk some 2 cents, yours and mine. And don't forget to call in at 877-573-7825. You're listening to Catholic Connection, produced by Ave Maria Radio. The terrorist group Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula says it's responsible for last week's deadly attack on a satirical paper in Paris. The group known as AQAP saying in a video posted on YouTube it ordered the attack on the official on the offices of Charlie Hebdo to avenge cartoons that mocked the Muslim prophet Muhammad. 10 staffers and 2 police were killed. U.S. airports are tightening security checks because of threats by Al-Qaeda over in Yemen. National correspondent Joe Gomez has that story.
The new measures will include more random checks after passengers go through security with pat-downs, bag checks, and hand swabs for traces of explosives. The leaders of Al-Qaeda in Yemen have said repeatedly over the past few months that its followers should target the U.S. The Department of Homeland Security is taking that encouragement of so-called lone wolf attacks seriously. The increase in security comes after Al-Qaeda recently published new instructions for making a bomb. I'm Joe Gomez.
A new video is out showing the terrorists responsible for last week's attack in Paris and making their getaway. The amateur footage was shot from a nearby rooftop moments after Islamist militants killed 12 people at the offices of Charlie Hebdo magazine. The video shows the brothers Saeed and Sharif Kouachi wearing hoods and carrying weapons as they leave the scene of the attack. The two are shown reloading their weapons as they get into a black car. One of the gunmen is heard shouting, "We have avenged the Prophet Muhammad," several times before they drove off. Kouachi brothers would be killed by police officers 2 days later in a print shop northeast of Paris. An honor unit of the New York Police Department is in Paris, meanwhile, attending funeral services of 3 French police officers killed during last week's terror attacks. Police Commissioner Bill Bratton says Chief Thomas Galati will spend extra time in Paris.
What I'd look for Galati is to meet his counterpart and just develop a relationship apart from what we already have that would be more personal, more face-to-face. There's a lot to be learned from what just happened over there.
Bratton tweeting a photo of a New York City police officer standing with French officers yesterday. He said, "We stand together with our law enforcement partners in Paris. Our prayers are with the families of all who were lost." An Ohio bartender is charged with threatening to murder House Speaker John Boehner. The FBI says a man known as Bartender Mike wanted to kill the Republican congressman by poisoning his drink. The FBI says Michael Hoyt has a history of mental problems. He told police he believed Boehner was responsible for the Ebola outbreak. Pope Francis canonizing Sri Lanka's first saint. Thousands of people on hand to watch the Holy Father named Joseph Vaz, a saint for ministering to Catholics in that part of the world in the late 1600s while hiding from Dutch Calvinists. Vaz was also in prison where he built a church and is known as the Apostle of Sri Lanka. Francis announcing last year that he would become a saint. It's the first time a pope has visited Sri Lanka in 2 decades. The pope, of course, traveling to the Philippines next. And, of course, Joan Lewis giving us all the details. She joins us live from Rome in our national hour at 9:39. Americans United for Life today releasing its annual report about the most pro-life and pro-abortion states when it comes to passing pro-life legislation that protects women and unborn children. In a replay of last year's best and worst, Louisiana was named most pro-life and Washington most pro-abortion. Americans United for Life releasing the 2015 results after analyzing progress made legislatively or in litigation last year. The Life List takes into account the 50 states' overall advances since Roe v. Wade toward rebuilding a culture of life, including events of the last year. After Louisiana and its first place ranking, the most pro-life states are Mississippi, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. North Korea asking the U.S. for proof that it hacked Sony.
My country has nothing to do with the Sony hacking. It is out of sense to do that. And we really want the United States to provide evidence. We even requested to United States to undertake joint investigation.
In a press briefing yesterday, North Korea's deputy UN ambassador emphatically denying his country had any involvement in the cyber attack against Sony Pictures Entertainment. The ambassador adding North Korea had even offered last week to help the U.S. with a joint investigation, as he said, of the attack. The U.S. recently hit North Korea with new sanctions after the FBI said the country was behind the hacking. The director of the FBI says they have not just high confidence, but very high confidence that North Korea hacked Sony, all part of retaliation, they claim, for making a movie depicting an assassination on the country's leader. The White House proposing a new cybersecurity bill. Presidential spokesman Josh Earnest saying the legislation would strengthen cybersecurity and should be passed on a bipartisan basis.
Would strengthen law enforcement tools that can be used to go after hackers, and would put in place protections that would actually protect consumers who may have had their data obtained through illicit cyber attacks.
Meantime, the Pentagon and the FBI continue investigating yesterday's hacking of U.S. Central Command's Twitter and YouTube accounts this week. The hackers claim to be aligned with ISIS. U.S. officials are also continuing an investigation of the massive cyber attack on Sony, which the FBI has pinned on North Korea. Florida Senator Marco Rubio believes the challenge of a lack of traditional families is one of the biggest facing America. Rubio tells Fox News' Kelly File he's worried about more families shifting and how it impacts young people.
Statistically speaking, we know that children that are raised in stable homes with two parents do better, statistically, than kids who find themselves in difficult circumstances. So it's concerning that a growing number of children are not growing up in that ideal setting.
Rubio is promoting his new book, American Dreams, while also hinting he could make a run at the White House in 2016. He says he'll decide soon and adds that seeing a friend like Jeb Bush run for president wouldn't stop him from also throwing his hat in the ring as well. Finally, in our news segment at 8:17 on a Wednesday morning edition of Catholic Connection, it's January 14th, with widespread flu activity reported in some 47 states, health commissioners in New York City, including Dr. Mary Bassett, urging folks to get vaccinated.
It may affect the severity of disease, so it is still very much worth it to get a flu shot, even though it is also true that it is not a perfect match.
This year's flu vaccine is about 40% effective, but the CDC says it's worth it to get a shot because flu can be deadly across the country. More than 24 babies have died and more than 6,000 people have been hospitalized. The flu season can continue into April, and it's unclear whether the outbreak has peaked. It's a Wednesday morning. It's Catholic Connection, 877-573-7825. Would love to get your comments, your thoughts about the Catholic Church being under attack again, and this time from two very prominent Catholics in the public sector. We'll be right back.
Catholic Connection is brought to you in part by CatholicBusinessPages.com, your national and local online business directory, connecting Christian business professionals with Catholic consumers. Advertisers have taken a stand to support Christian family values in the marketplace. It's important to support businesses that embrace life and promote the gospel of Christ. And at CatholicBusinessPages.com, business professionals have taken that stand. CatholicBusinessPages.com, a great place to get connected.
What makes Advanced Dentistry Center unique? While all dentists preach comfort, Dr. Mahdi uses laser technology with many of his patients. The laser's precise work allows for faster healing on periodontal pockets and root canals while diminishing the risk for bacteria to linger, giving you and your family the results you want. Here's Dr. Mahdi.
Using laser for treating gum disease will reduce your chance of needing further treatment, like advanced gum surgeries, and also will increase your chance of saving your teeth for the rest of your life.
And Advanced Dentistry Center is one of the few places in the state that has it. Laser can also fix most cavities without a local anesthetic or shot. Learn about their services and get testimonials at AdvancedDentistryCenter.com. Located at 13 Mile and Telegraph. That's AdvancedDentistryCenter.com. Or call 248-594-9592. That's 248-594-9592. Advanced Dentistry Center is a general practice who provides the most up-to-date treatments to help you look and feel your best.
Wondering how annuities might fit into your retirement plan? Looking for good, unbiased information? Well, don't trust just anyone. Let Reno Frazetta help you get the information you need. Retirement specialist Reno Frazetta can help you understand your choices so you can make an informed one. Get his free article titled Retirement Planning with Annuities. To learn how, visit www.securemyfunds.com or call Reno directly at 888-255-1831. That's 888-255-1831.
This is Father Frank Pavone of Priest for Life. As our nation reaches the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the premier prayer service marking this occasion will occur in Washington, D.C. on January 22nd. This prayer service will feature top leaders of many Christian denominations. It will occur in Constitution Hall from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. Christian singer Matthew Ward will perform. The co-sponsors of this event are American Values, Jubilee Campaign Law of Life, Life Issues Institute, Americans United for Life, National Institute of Family and Life Advocates, and the Alliance Defending Freedom. Admission is free, and large groups are welcome. I will deliver the sermon. Let's have a massive turnout that will send a message to the nation. It's time to turn to God and end child killing in America. Visit NationalPrayerService.com for details. This is Father Frank Pavone on Ave Maria Radio.
Let us build a civilization of love. But true love comes with truth. And sometimes, quite frankly, people can't handle the truth and they twist it or they run away from it. And some sad news this morning, although very proud of the beautiful statement that Legatus put out regarding decisions of two of their keynote speakers, their main speakers, pulling out of the big Legatus Summit, which takes place every year in the winter. This year taking place in Florida at the end of the month in beautiful Naples, Florida. Gary Sinise, actor, of course, star of CSI and Forrest Gump and many other credits to his name, also Catholic, a man of faith, at least that's what he claims to be, and Brett Baer of Fox News, both pulling out as headliners for this year's Legatus Summit. Now, this is the second year in a row a major, quote-unquote, Catholic personality has pulled out of the Legatus Summit because Legatus... Now, I know this is shocking. Everybody just, you know, hold on to your seat, hold on to the steering wheel. Legatus, as a Catholic organization, upholds the church teaching. Well, shut the front door. And this apparently is news. So therefore, gosh, we can't, as Catholics, speak at a legitimate Catholic organization that upholds Catholic teaching. What is the world coming to? Really, I've just had it with this stuff. This is so out of control that people in such prominent positions can be bullied. This is what it is. This is nothing but bullying. All right. I just talk about getting my Italian up. If you'd like to comment, 877-573-7825. And I don't know how much you know about Legatus, but the people in it are just, they're incredible people. They're just beautiful people who love the church and who could do a lot of other things with their time and money, but they really believe in the mission that Tom Monahan started in terms of having the positions that they do. They believe that God has given them. They don't take anything for granted in terms of their finances. And so they give back. And one of the ways they give back is to try to be ambassadors. That's where the name comes from, Legatus. All right. Here's the letter that came out yesterday from the executive director. And by the way, Al and Nick are going to be at the Legatus Summit again, so I'm sure they will be talking about this. But I really believe that not only legates, members of Legatus, I believe Catholics should rise up and write nice, respectful emails to Fox News, to Brett Baer, respectfully, to Gary Sinise. I don't know if there's a fan club, or I'm sure on his website there's ways to contact him. But let them know how disappointed. And wait a minute, you guys are Catholic. You're not aware? And how irresponsible when you have such prominent people in the community, such as members of Legatus, who are respected businessmen and women, running major corporations and organizations around the country and around the world, to automatically assume because some activist group labels this particular Catholic organization that Legatus is about hate. Really? Shame on you, Fox News and Gary Sinise. All right. Here's the letter from Legatus that went out yesterday. Dear fellow legates, I write to inform you that Gary Sinise and Brett Baer, our two headline speakers of the 2015 summit, have canceled their appearances. In concert with their respective advisors, both their decisions are in reaction to the speaker presence of Paul Darrow, a gentleman who speaks about same-sex attraction and how the Catholic Church is addressing the needs of such individuals in a sensitive, compassionate manner through an organization called Courage. The LGBT community considers Courage a threat to fostering of alternative lifestyles, and anyone in public is vulnerable to its wrath should they encourage a chaste approach to life. Bingo! Underlined! Exclamation point. Of particular note is the fact that Courage is sanctioned by the Pontifical Council for the Family and endorsed by the USCCB. Nothing in its mission and pursuits is in any way antagonistic toward the homosexual individual and only exists to serve the needs of that community. Unfortunately, Mr. Sinise and Mr. Baer and the organization he represents, Fox News Channel, and by the way, and good for John, he put his email in here, brettbaer@foxnews.com, have chosen to place the potential for ridicule from some segments of the public above their personal and corporate standards. Such acquiescence is, in my opinion, not dissimilar from similar pressures imposed by bullies on individuals and countries around the world. You got that right. We are in discussion with a number of excellent speakers and expect to announce their engagement in the next day or two. Be assured that Legatus subscribers subscribes fully to the Church's teaching on human sexuality. Thank you for your understanding of this extraordinary situation. This is from John Hunt, Executive Director. I thought that was a beautifully penned statement, but just so frustrating to me that this is reality, folks. And the other thing that's really sad and shameful, these so-called reporters, and I'm not talking so much right now about Brett Baer, which is bad enough, and Fox News, but these people who are reporting on this incident with these two very prominent personalities dropping out of the Legatus Summit. The shoddy, weak reporting, claiming that Legatus is making up its own rules regarding the Church teaching on human sexuality. Listen to this one particular story. This is just utterly ridiculous. And this is, here's the headline. This is on the Huffington Post. I suppose it shouldn't come as a surprise, but still, it's ridiculous. CSI star Gary Sinise pulls out of summit for anti-gay group. We could talk a month about the headline. Forrest Gump actor and CSI New York star Gary Sinise pulled out of appearing at a summit for an anti-gay Catholic group. Sinise was set to speak at a summit in Naples, Florida, later this month before Legatus, a Catholic group with a mission to, quote, study, live, and spread the Catholic faith in our business, professional, and personal lives, according to their website. The group has promoted anti-gay ideology, including calling same-sex attraction a disorder and promoting gay cure therapies. So you see these phrases and how they're twisting this? As if this is an invention. Chastity is an invention of Legatus. As opposed to, as John said in his letter that he sent out to all the members, that's been the church teaching on sexuality for 2,000 years, for crying out loud. On Monday, Sinise announced he would not be appearing at the event. The actor whose foundation creates programs and raises money for United States veterans said in a statement that his mission is to be unifying. All right, well, let's just, you know, ignore a whole group of the population, as in Catholics. Lots of people who have money, and money that they like to donate to causes, Mr. Sinise, and maybe yours. And I betcha, because of the hearts of the Legatus members, many of them probably have donated to Gary Sinise because they care about the country, they're concerned about the military, they are involved, they're philanthropists, they pick and choose wisely to whom they donate. Money talks. All right, moving right along. This just got me so upset. I don't know what's more upsetting, the reporting on it or the statements. And I'm so disappointed in these two guys. And in Fox News, quite frankly. For me, faith has been a catalyst for my mission to honor the men and women who serve in our nation's military. When I accepted the invitation to speak to the Legatus Conference about veterans' issues and share my story, I was unaware of the controversy surrounding some of the participants and their views on personal matters. You're Catholic, Gary! Legatus is not saying anything different than the church has taught. I don't want my mission, which is designed to be unifying, except for Catholics who practice their faith, that was my interjection there, to be disrupted by these or any controversies, and therefore have decided to withdraw. Along with Sinise, Fox News anchor Brett Baer also pulled out, citing the group's controversial stances. Brett Baer has withdrawn his participation as a speaker at the upcoming Legatus Summit due to the controversy surrounding some editorial stances in the organization's magazine. This is not an editorial stance. This is not a Legatus invention. This is Catholic Church teaching, which teaches chastity for everyone, not just people with same-sex attraction. We ask people with same-sex attraction to do the same thing that is all expected of us, to live chastely. And by the way, that goes outside and inside of marriage. But again, when you don't embrace, as the Legatus executive John Hunt said, all kinds of alternative lifestyles, then you're a freak. Now, also speaking at the conference, Cardinal Dolan and Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal. Legatus did not immediately respond to a request for comment. All right. The irresponsibility in the reporting of the truth of what the Catholic Church teaches, the irresponsibility of these political activist groups labeling Catholics as hate mongers, and this very, very sad case of these two very prominent men of faith pulling out from this conference is just, I think, a blatant example of what we're up against in our culture right now. This is something that I think we should be talking about, again, lovingly, and challenging people when they make the comments or when they start to echo what they read in really badly reported articles like this one. And I would really encourage all the legates out there to write Fox News, to drop a note to Gary Sinise, especially if you've donated, and I'm sure many of you have, to his organization, to let him know how you feel and how offended, and to question, say, wait a minute, aren't you Catholic? Isn't this news to you? This is news to you? How is this news to you? Why are they allowing themselves to be bullied? And a major news organization. Very frustrating, very sad, but should remind us of where we are in this culture and why we need, now more than ever, not only groups like Legatus, but venues such as this, Catholic Radio, where we can speak the truth. And what's so sad about all this is that the Courage Ministry is so loving. And there are so many men and women who are in that organization who are out there right now talking about how they really are living a fulfilled, loving, beautiful life in their relationship with God by embracing the church teaching and not running against it. We're going to continue to cover this, and I'm hoping to talk with some of the folks from Courage, including our friend Dan Mattson, who was a big part of our Catholic View for Women series last year. And, of course, my dear, dear friend, Robin Teresa Beck. These are courageous Catholics who are out there on the front line saying God's plan for men, for women, for sexuality, for relationships is the best plan. I'm happier than I have ever been in my life by following God's plan. But people don't want to hear it, and people are afraid. It's getting darker and darker out there, folks, and we have to be light, especially people in groups like Legatus that have the influence, the money, to really speak very loudly and clearly, not being afraid to speak the truth in love. We'll be right back.
I'm Peggy Stanton, and I'm inviting you to join me on Power from the Pews when I interview the people who are engaged in remarkable ministries that are making a real difference in their parishes and the world. That's this Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. on Ave Maria Radio.
This is Lavinia Spirito for Catholic Way Bible Study. When Jesus says in the Beatitudes, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God," he is blessing those of us who are coherent and consistent and committed in our faith from the inside out. The commitment we have in our hearts is readily observable in our behavior. No duplicity, no hypocrisy. The Catechism of the Catholic Church says there are those who have attuned their intellects and wills to the demands of God's holiness and are pure in heart, body, and faith. No compromises, no straddling the fence, no being someone in church and someone entirely different in the world. Purity of heart is a precondition for the vision of God. Purity of heart calls us to full integration of God's kingdom in our whole lives. Are you sold out for the Lord?
Catholic Way Bible Study. Peace, power, purpose. Find out more at cwbs.org.
The pro-life and the pro-death camps were both rocked last November when Abby Johnson, the director of the Planned Parenthood Clinic in College Station, Texas, resigned after watching an abortion on an ultrasound screen.
And my supervisor said, "You know, Abby, you've really got to get your priorities straight. Abortion needs to be your priority because that's where our money is."
Abby Johnson took a journey from Planned Parenthood to pro-life.
I was thinking about all of the women that I had lied to. What if they had known the truth? It's not just some tissue. It is a baby.
This is Henry Root, your host for Putting On the Mind of Christ. Following the March for Life, we'll have an interview with Abby Johnson and a very recent talk by John and Mary Lockwood, who experienced the power of God's forgiveness following abortions. Listen to Putting On the Mind of Christ, this and every Sunday afternoon at 3, encoring Saturday afternoons at 6 on 990 WDEL, 1440 WMAX, and AveMariaRadio.net on the Internet.
beautiful Michigan road trips can be adventurous in the snow, but with the all-new, completely redesigned Jeep Cherokee midsize SUV, 4x2 or 4x4, you can be confident you are driving the roads in safety and enjoy the adventure. 10 airbags, up to 35 miles per gallon, and loaded with safety features, this all-new Jeep Cherokee is so fun to drive. You'll want to go on errands around town just to drive it. Experience the difference at Pinckney Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or visit us online at pinckneychrysler.com.
We are here hiding in the back of the annual Catholic Media Awards. With me is Dr. Ray Guarendi, the odds-on favorite to capture his 10th most humble host award. Dr. Ray, how do you think you'll do this year?
Well, in all humility, John, I think I got a pretty good shot at it. I think the last 4 years I've been unanimously nominated, and I think that I think it speaks for itself regarding my humility.
Well, let's listen in to hear this year's winner.
And this year's Catholic Media Humility Award goes to Al Cresta.
What is this? Cresta must have bribed the judges. It's not a fraction of my humility. Besides, he showed up to collect the award, so that automatically disqualifies him. Bet I'm going to appeal this ruling.
Well, Dr. Ray is going to have to train a lot harder to take his humility into the superior range. And you can hear him training Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern on The Doctor Is In.
My attorney's going to hear about this.
Welcome back, Catholic Connection, 841. And for some reason, our show this morning, and again, this is, we always say, Andrew and I always say that he's the producer, God is the executive producer, talking a lot about persecution, our two cents focusing on persecution of Catholics here in the United States, Catholics in prominent positions, the Gladys Group under fire from the press for upholding church teaching, go figure. But now we turn our eyes and our ears toward northeast Turkey, where we find our friend Basil Bacall, who is with a delegation traveling in that part of the world and raising awareness, of course, on the situation of persecuted Christians and other persecuted people there. Basil, now I know that you are all the way in Turkey, so what time is it there?
It is 3:37.
Okay, so where are you, and where are you, and exactly what are you doing? Give us a kind of an example, or for theater of the mind, an idea of where you're traveling to. What's your next stop, and what you've been doing since you got there?
First of all, we are a delegation of four people: two priests, Father Usam Mati, Father Fadi Philip, myself, and Mr. Shauke Kunja with the Chaldean voice. We are traveling throughout Turkey. We started in Istanbul on the 9th, and we flew to Samsun, and that is kind of more of the east of Turkey, far northeast. And we're working our way through central, and then we're going to be going to Ankara and then to a couple of other places. But currently we are traveling in a van between Tokat and Yozgat. About 4 hour drive, and we're about in the middle. And our mission is basically to see the refugees, the people who fled Iraq, the Christians, and who are been driven out, especially in the last 6 months due to the recent ISIS invading of all the villages. Imagine there were about 12,000 refugees before these crisis, and now there's 42,000 refugees throughout the country.
In terms of what they're facing, what are their conditions like now?
The conditions are horrible. The biggest thing that I see that we have noticed is lack of ability to practice religion for many different reasons. First of all, when refugees come in, they must register in Ankara. Ankara assigns them places they must go to. It's not up to them where to go. So when they go to remote villages that have no churches, don't even understand what a Christian is, Christians are still seen as infidels, they face a lot of persecutions and a lot of harassment. The government trying to encourage more understanding, but the people are centuries behind. Imagine in 2015, Christians are looked at as infidels, and we have to be quiet. We have to take permission to do a mass. It is unbelievable, Teresa.
Hmm. And so how can people best help those overseas struggling in these and still in these very, very difficult conditions?
First of all, the conditions besides the religious freedom we're talking about, they don't know the language. A lot of them don't have health care. They don't have enough money to support their livings. And in addition, education is not available for everybody. And even if they do, they take a couple of years just to learn the language. And this is just a transit destination. So how people can help, there's a couple of different ways. One of them is go to helpiraq.org and donating. Second, if there's any priest that come here or any religious, they can visit them and say mass to them and help them out. Just the support, moral support means a lot. I tell you, people just cry when they see us. It's like, you know, why have you forgotten about us? It's just, we feel bad. I mean, some of our priests are crying as they see people cry.
Sometimes, Basil, it seems so overwhelming that, and for us, obviously, we have a lot of persecutions here in the United States, and most of it is persecution in terms of attacks on religious freedom, attacks on us as people not being able to speak out, or when we do speak out for the faith, we get attacked, as I was discussing this morning in my editorial segment. But there they have a combination of everything. They've got the marginalization, they've got the ridicule, and then they have the physical conditions, and also the lack of the sacraments being available to them. What keeps them going, given that they have all of that on top of them?
I tell you, it's unbelievable. What keeps them going is the Lord, is Jesus Christ. It's the prayer. And people just meet in houses, do rosary, and just remembering that God is always going to be there for them and is there for them. That's what keeps them going. And remember, there is a psychological element to this. These people, first of all, as of 6 months ago, they had jobs, they had homes, they had a life. Everything is taken away from them. Their livelihood is totally stripped from them. Kicked out of their homes, no compensation, have them no more ability to work. They don't have their jobs anymore. Everything they owned is already been confiscated. And they're just kicked out in the streets. I mean, after all, these are the indigenous people of Iraq. But
in terms of raising, are you raising, in addition to obviously raising funds through Adopt a Refugee, are you continuing to try to raise awareness? And where else are you able to tell the story of these persecuted Christians?
Well, we're telling it throughout the community, through the social networks, and hope we appreciate what Ave Maria Radio has given us the chance to, tell our story. And, of course, we have Help Iraq and Adopt a Refugee, both websites. And the St. Thomas Diocese through all their network. And, of course, hopefully they will get that our voices to the Vatican as well. And
now,
with us are a couple of fathers as well that if you wish to speak to any of them.
Sure. Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we take a quick break, and then you can hand the phone over to one of the wonderful priests that are with you. In terms of supporting this effort, Basil, is it best to go to helpiraq.net, or is there a direct line or a direct website for Adopt a Refugee? I'm sorry. Could you repeat that?
Helpiraq.org.
Okay, got it. Helpiraq.org. Going to take a quick break. We'll be back and go over to Turkey once again, this time chatting with one of the priests who is traveling in that part of the world, helping persecuted Christians who, in some cases, haven't been able to celebrate Mass only in months but in years, receive the sacrament. So if you have a question, 877-573-7825. We're a persecuted people. It's been that way since the beginning, and it probably will be that way to the end of time. But that's who we are, Christians, and we continue to move forward and do what we can to speak the truth in love. We'll be right back.
Evers Collegiate High School and Academy is North Oakland County's leading Catholic school, offering a gender-specific education on a co-ed campus for students in preschool through 12th grade. At Evers, you'll find rigorous academics, an emphasis on strong character and faith formation, and a wide variety of athletic and extracurricular activities. Explore Everest at their open house on January 25th. Learn more at EverestCatholic.org. Future leaders welcome.
Light of the East, weekends on Ave Maria Radio.
I'm Father Thomas Loya. This week on Ave Maria, the very same churches that have the venerable custom of married priests are the same churches that gave the world celibacy. Marriage and celibacy are not diametrically opposed.
Saturday evenings at 8:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 on 990 WDEO, Ave Maria Radio.
This is Father Frank Pavone of Priests for Life.
As our nation reaches the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the premier prayer service marking this occasion will occur in Washington, D.C. on January 22nd. This prayer service will feature top leaders of many Christian denominations. It will occur in Constitution Hall from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. Christian singer Matthew Ward will perform. The co-sponsors of this event are American Values, Jubilee Campaign Law of Life, Life Issues Institute, Americans United for Life, National Institute of Family and Life Advocates, and the Alliance Defending Freedom. Admission is free. Large groups are welcome. I will deliver the sermon. Let's have a massive turnout that will send a message to the nation. It's time to turn to God and end child killing in America. Visit nationalprayerservice.com for details. This is Father Frank Pavone on Ave Maria Radio.
Welcome back. It is a Wednesday morning, continuing our discussion on the plight of Christians around the world. First, we started right here in the U.S. of A. with some attacks, some public attacks on the Catholic Church. And now we move over to the Middle East, northeast of Turkey. More Catholic Christians under attack, persecuted and left homeless, marginalized, terrorized, all of the above. But we have so many wonderful people that are traveling to the Middle East to help them from our area right here, including Basil Bacall, with whom we just spoke before the break. And he has two priests with him as they are driving in that part of the world to minister to the Iraqi Christians there that are struggling. And on the phone with me is one of those priests, Father Fadi Philip. He's the Episcopal Vicar for Clergy of the St. Thomas Diocese and also pastor of Our Lady of Perpetual Help in Warren. Father, thanks for joining us. So what has this been like for you as a priest and a pastor to minister to your people in that part of the world in such dire circumstances?
Thank you for this opportunity to speak of the situation of our people, of the Christian people in Turkey. Okay, the thing is, as Basil was talking about the people, Christian people kicked out from their houses, from their lands, from their... And they left everything there and came to Turkey without nothing. The thing is, we cannot leave them without God, without body of God, without Jesus, without hope. We are, as a Christian, with our Iraqi Chaldean, we are religious people. We are attached to the churches. If you go and one time we hope, we pray for that to get back to our lands, to Iraq, you can see too many churches, parishes in all over Iraq. So the people attached to the church, they have daily mass, they have everything. And at the sudden, they have nothing. They pass years and months without taking communion, without do prayers, without do nothing.
That's okay, Father.
So it was so hard for us to see them without communion, without masses, especially they passed the Christmas days. One of the lady, she was crying when she was watching the movies posted in the Facebook and internet, seeing people in the whole world going to church and participate in the church activities and taking communion, and they left without Jesus. It's so hard for them and for us, but we are happy. We are doing something, even so very small. We are happy because we are taking Jesus to them, and this is the Christianity. This is our mission. Jesus sent us to all the people, to the whole world, even the the country here in Turkey, you need too many permissions to do masses or to pray, but we can do it. We can do it. Even the apostles, Jesus told them, "Don't be afraid. I will be with you." We are happy because they are attached to church, because when they are taking communion, most of them are crying. They are missing something big. Jesus. We are happy for their faith. And we are happy for ourselves, and they need your prayer. They need a lot of prayers and our help too.
Father, if you could close with giving us an idea here back in the States, because there is obviously a lot of religious freedom persecution in the United States, no doubt. We have our issues. I talked about that earlier in my program, but I think still too many of us don't feel it. We don't pay attention to it because we still can go to Mass and receive Jesus every day or on the weekends without, you know, any interference for the most part. Despite what's going on in our culture in the United States, we still have the opportunity to receive Jesus, to pray before the Blessed Sacrament, to say the Rosary, do many things. We're all gathering in Washington next week for the March for Life. What would you say to those Catholics listening who take their faith for granted after what you've seen the last couple of days?
Just, I'm going to tell you, for this case, I'm going to tell you another thing. And the Christmas day, one family go to a building, was a church, or was church, closed church. They just stopped by the door and just pray there and kiss the door and go back to home. And our people in America, and we have too many things. We have all the things to practice our faith, to go to be close to God more and more and more, and we don't take this responsibility, this opportunity. Jesus is waiting for us. God is waiting for us. We need to pray.
Father, thank you for sharing, and thank you for what you're doing with our brothers and sisters in Turkey. We'll talk more about this situation and the persecution of Christianity in general in our country and in our world. Coming up in the National Hour, Bishop Francis Kalibat joining us at 15 minutes past the hour. And again, helpiraq.org, helpiraq.org. Appreciate Basil Bacall from Adopt a Refugee, and also Father Fadi Philip from the St. Thomas Diocese in Michigan, and the other priests that are traveling to make a difference in that very, very, very rough part of the world. We'll be right back.
Would you like a copy of this program? If you missed a part of this program or want to hear it again, Ave Maria programming can be made yours when you order. Just call 734-930-4506. Within a few weeks, you'll receive a copy of this show and any others you want to order on CD. Call 734-930-4506.
Catholic Connection is brought to you in part by CatholicBusinessPages.com, your national and local online business directory, connecting Christian business professionals with Catholic consumers. Advertisers have taken a stand to support Christian family values in the marketplace. It's important to support businesses that embrace life and promote the gospel of Christ. And at CatholicBusinessPages.com, business professionals have taken that stand. CatholicBusinessPages.com, a great place to get connected.
You might have seen a copy of the Michigan Catholic newspaper sitting in the back of your church. But have you picked one up lately? If so, you'll find we're not only Catholic news you can trust, but Catholic news you can use. Find out where your favorite priest is being assigned, read our popular Q&A columns, and learn more about your faith by reading the Michigan Catholic. Talk to your pastor or call 313-224-8000 or visit themichigancatholic.com.
Wondering how annuities might fit into your retirement plan? Looking for good, unbiased information? Well, don't trust just anyone. Let Reno Frazetta help you get the information you need. Retirement specialist Reno Frazetta can help you understand your choices so you can make an informed one. Get his free article titled Retirement Planning with Annuities. To learn how, visit